Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, September 24th, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. A grand jury in Kentucky indicts a Louisville police officer in the shooting case of Breonna Taylor. Meanwhile, protests erupt and two police officers are shot. Senate Republicans release a new report on Hunter Biden. The president issues more sanctions against Cuba. California bans gas-powered cars by 2035. Two-thirds of Americans do not believe the election will be decided on November 3rd. Also ahead, the radical left and Joe Biden. But first, as you may know, a grand jury in Louisville indicted one officer on charges that he wantonly endangered people the night that Breonna Taylor was killed in a police raid. However, the three officers were not charged with murder, and only one of them will face charges. Well, that led to protests in Louisville, where two police officers were shot last night. And commentators on television and radio are inciting violence. Republicans in the Senate publishing a report on Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings. The document says some Obama officials believe Hunter's relationship with the Ukraine was, quote, problematic. He made multiple agreements with Russian oligarchs and Chinese executives while his father was vice president, enriching himself by millions. President Trump imposing more travel restrictions for Americans visiting Cuba, barring U.S. citizens from buying cigars and rum on the island. The White House calling to crack down a message to the communist government. California Governor Newsom signing an executive order that bans the sale of new gas-powered cars in the Golden State by the year 2035. All passenger vehicles sold in California must be emission-free, part of the Green New Deal. New poll from Quinnipiac University says two-thirds of Americans do not think the winner of the 2020 presidential election will be known by November 3rd. 63% of registered voters predict the contest could drag on for weeks, if not months, and it might. In a moment, the far left believes Joe Biden will do its bidding if he is elected president. Is that true? Right back with it.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Those who oppose Joe Biden sometimes say that he will not stand up to the radical left should he win the presidency on November 3rd. I say that. I do not believe the former vice president is going to stand up to the radical elements of his party. Let me give you a few examples to back that up. On September 16th, radical left Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, quote, "We can likely push Vice President Biden in a more progressive direction across policy issues. I think foreign policy is an enormous area where we can improve. Immigration, another one. Criminal justice, another area where we can pursue a lot of progressive direction. You know, there are some areas where we just fundamentally disagree, but that's okay." Now, the signal Ms. Cortez is sending is that Joe Biden can be persuaded to see things her way. Well, what exactly does that mean? On foreign policy, it means withdrawing most U.S. troops from foreign countries and condemning Israel. I'm not sure if liberal American Jewish voters understand how the far left sees Israel. They hate that country, believing it as an oppressor. Also, on the criminal justice front, here in New York, where I live, we're seeing that firsthand. Ms. Cortez and her party want to allow criminals to get out of prison, almost like Monopoly. Here's your get out of jail free card. Even violent criminals, because they believe that criminals hurt people and steal and sell narcotics because society oppresses them and they don't have any other choice. That's the far left vision. Now, immigration? Obvious. The far left wants open borders. Everybody comes to the United States who wants to. And when they get here, the U.S. taxpayer picks up the tab for their health care costs. You saw the debate where the question was asked to all the Democratic candidates, do you support paying the health care costs of illegal aliens? Of course, the moderator didn't say the words illegal aliens. And everybody, including Biden, raised his or her hand. So what we have now is really not a vote for or against Joe Biden. It's a vote for or against radical leftism. Is it not? Am I wrong? Because if he wins the presidency, if Mr. Biden wins the presidency, the odds are that he is not going to go up against the radical wing of his own party. Because that would create chaos within his own party, and Biden doesn't want to do it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I do want to hear from you. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. And please consider my new book, Killing Crazy Horse. In the first 2 weeks, Killing Crazy Horse has sold more than 200,000 copies. And we thank you all. Very nice of you to support the book. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. According to the American Medical Association, roughly 30% of adults in the USA struggle with at least one, quote, life-altering phobia, unquote. That means a fear of something that changes our lives. Here are the most common phobias that scare us on a daily basis. Nearly a quarter of American adults suffer from insectophobia, the fear of obviously insects. Surveys show 25% of Americans fear creepy crawlers. That's more than those worried about violent crime or even death. Biggest offenders, cockroaches, spiders, bees, mosquitoes. Next is a fear that has a major impact on the travel industry. Aviophobia, the fear of flying. 1 in 10 Americans will never board an airplane in their lives, even though the odds of being injured in a crash are 1 in 50,000 compared with 1 in 100 for an auto accident. Dentophobia, near the top of the list, more than 30% of Americans afraid to visit the dentist. That fear has sparked a growing industry of stay-at-home dentistry. People now purchasing kits online for teeth whitening, braces, even annual cleanings. But don't be a fool. Overcome the fear. Go to the dentist, or you will pay a big price. Another irrational fear takes the top spot. Triskaidekaphobia. Triskaidekaphobia. Did you ever hear of that? That's people afraid of the number 13. According to researchers at the Stress Management Center in North Carolina, 35 million Americans fear Friday the 13th, making it the most dreaded event on the calendar. Researchers say many go as far as to alter their daily routines, refusing to fly on Friday the 13th or even get out of bed. And here's something else you might not know. Our fear of the number 13 has a major impact on the largest city in the USA. A whopping 91% of all buildings in New York City skip the 13th floor, going straight from 12 to 14. Many real estate developers use the letter M, as in Mary, as a replacement. M, the 13th letter of the alphabet. We'll be back in just a few moments. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.